And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Robin.
Customize that four part nice. Word.
Robin. Robin.
Robin.
Robin.
Big John and Ray, players
the
there.
Players, yeah. Wow, we're starting to sound like the Doll Show.
Terrific job,
yeah.
guys.
Robin.
It is the 50th anniversary of Batman, or pretty close, and the Batman exhibit at the Hollywood Museum has been extended through this entire summer. I grew up watching the show. I loved it. I like this version of Batman better than any darker movies, obviously. And it's good to talk to Burt Ward again, who's actually, I believe, years ago flew in for a promotion along with Adam West, if I'm not mistaken, for a previous radio station where I worked. Burt, welcome back to Chicago Radio. How are you, sir?
Right on. Yeah, keep it up.
It's great to talk to you guys. I love Chicago.
Well,
I'm even coming there in the next week. I love Chicago.
You know, you sit here and there's some celebrities or actors and actresses that will say, that was early in my career. I want no more part of it. I don't want to be associated with that character. It seems like you're one of the guys, along with Adam West, who embraced this and said, no, we're going to work this.
Hey, listen, this was the most wonderful opportunity in the world for a young actor to come into a television series that became number one and number two in the world because we were on twice a week, and to work with so many great actors and actresses. It was an absolutely fantastic opportunity.
How hard was the, and trust me, I use hard as a metaphor as opposed to pouring concrete or building buildings, but still, to do that twice a week, that's a lot of work.
It's about 14 hours a day and probably the most uncomfortable costume you could imagine. But I tell you, it was a lot of fun. I mean, who wouldn't want to ride in the Batmobile, climb walls, fight heinous villains? I mean, it was every kid's fantasy.
I tell you, I always wanted to drive that Batmobile. I think they have one up at the Volvo Auto Museum. I'd like to go up there and get in that thing.
I think they do, and yeah. I think they have the Green Hornet up yeah. there as well. Burt Ward, who played Robin many years ago, one of the other reasons we want to just talk to you quickly is, and we just did a segment with our friends from Paws Chicago, where we're all dog owners, and I know that you're involved in this Gentle Giants Rescue. It's a non-profit dog food company, actually. Can you just tell us a little bit more? And I know you partnered with Walmart.
Yeah, so here's what it is. 24 years ago, my wife and I started rescuing dogs because we wanted to get a Great Dane for our daughter. But we found out that after we took one and then took a second one, that anyone that we didn't take were being put to death, which is horrible, and because there was no rescue. So in 1994, 24 years ago, my wife and I started rescuing Great Danes. At the end of the first month, we had more than 100. And I kept saying to my wife, Tracy, I said, look, oh, another couple of weeks, somebody will take this over. Well, guess what? It's been 24 years and 15,500 and some odd dogs, 45 different breeds that we've been rescuing. But let me tell you what's the most important thing. In the course of rescuing all these dogs, we found a way to help them live so much longer and healthier.
And this comes down to, we all overfeed our dogs. I'm accused of that constantly. I just have both of our labs weighed. One is significantly overweight, and they're all blaming me.
Well, no, it's the food. It's the food. It's not you. It's not you, because dog food is full of fat. Why is fat, so much fat put in dog food? Because guess what? It makes them hungrier. Mm-hmm. To make you buy more dog food. We make a Gentle Giants dog food that our dogs are living up to 27 years healthy. People say, well, wait a minute. If you could get a dog to live 27 years, it probably couldn't even walk. Oh, no. Our dogs are still running around like puppies.
And my dog's going to outlive me.
Why, yeah. Haven't you felt your dog food and felt that grease on the outside, that slightly greasy feeling? That's put there to make animals eat more. But just like you wouldn't put bacon grease down your garbage disposal because it would ruin it, why would anybody feed a dog a food that every single kibble is encapsulated in grease?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So this is a terrific product. By the way, if you want to learn more, there's a website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com. We'll tweet out that link and put it up on our website.
I think that's what they did to my burger yesterday, John, because after I had one, I wanted to have another. It's probably the same thing.
Bert, it's nice talking with you again. Please visit us if you get a chance when you're in town, because we'd like to spend more time talking not only about Batman, obviously, but our dog's health as well. So thanks so much.
Well, if they go to our website, they can learn more about it and go to Walmart and pick up some Gentle Giants and have your dog live up to 27 years like ours are living.
GentleGiantsDogFood.com.
Would you just say goodbye to the citizens of the Upper Midwest for us, Bert?
I would say, citizens, to the Batmobile!
Robin. For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.